Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a guest that has come back from quite a few years ago. John Mark Pellegrino is here. He is the artistic director of the Music on the Hill Festival. Welcome back, John.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us again. It's been a few years, but it's great to have you here. And in this special show that is airing an hour earlier than our normal shows, we hope that we're reaching an audience that will have a lot of interest in your music. I'm sure they will. We'll get to listen to some of the artists that are going to be performing at the Music on the Hill Festival. But for those people that are not aware of it, this is a long-standing tradition in Rhode Island. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the festival and how it got started?
Sure. 9 years ago, I proposed to the Music on the Hill board, which at that time had been a presenter of chamber music ensembles for 33 years. Or 32 years, the concept of a music festival, a springtime June music festival, where I would bring in artists from across the country with a subset focus of returning Rhode Island-born musicians. And I pitched this idea. They were excited, loved the concept of this two-week festival, and handed over the reins, and thus it began.
Thus it began. All right. So Rhode Island-born musicians, and I guess you fit into that category, right?
I do. I was born in Warwick, Rhode Island.
All right.
52 years ago.
Unfortunately, you probably went to the wrong high school, didn't you?
Wrong.
Yeah, the wrong high school, because I went to Pilgrim.
Well, I went to Tollgate.
Well, see, like I said, you went to the wrong high school. Well, welcome back. Right now, thanks. Where are you living and what are you up to now?
Right now, I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm the acting principal bass of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. I'm also principal bass of the ProMusica Chamber Orchestra, which is located in Columbus. I'm the principal bass of a music festival in Door County, Wisconsin that occurs in August, the three-week music festival there. I also perform in the Grand Teton Music Festival in addition to Music on the Hill here in Rhode Island. So summers are full with travel and performing, full orchestra, chamber music here in Rhode Island, and chamber orchestra in Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. Something else we have in common. So you're the principal bass in your group. I'm the principal bass in my group.
Nice.
I think they're probably different kinds of basses, though.
They are.
Your principal bass is you have to carry it with you. Mine, I can't leave behind.
Right. I drive mine everywhere I go.
You drive yours everywhere you go. Is your principal bass, let's stay on that vein,
sure.
The instrument you bring with you, is that been around for a long time in your company?
Yeah, my instrument was built in the mid-1800s, and I've been the owner of it, or more like caretaker of it. Mm-hmm. We know we're only guests to these instruments, ultimately. I've had that bass probably for about 12 years now, so it mm-hmm. definitely feels a part of me and a part of my sound, my voice, as it were.
Okay, yeah. And is this something that, you say you've had it 12 years, you've obviously been playing all your life, pretty much. So do you retire one and go to another one? Or?
There is a graduation that occurs with instruments and climbing the ladder and trying to find the best fit. It was funny with this bass that I've fallen in love with, that feels like my voice. I wasn't searching for an instrument, and we can spend an enormous amount of time and energy looking to buy an instrument. And this was one of those rare times where a friend was driving through a part of the country that had a bass shop and went in to look at some advertised instruments he had heard about, ended up playing on this instrument we're talking about that I ended up buying, and thought, he said, John, I think this instrument may be better than the one you play on, and you may really want to check it out. So I did, and the shop loaned it to me, and I never brought it back, and I was not hunting for a bass.
But they're still looking for you.
<That's right>. Manhunt.
You've made some arrangements since then, I'm sure. All right, let's get to the festival itself, which is going to be June 1st through the 11th, and one of the things about Music on the Hill that some people get mixed up about is, you know, when you say the hill and you talk about Rhode Island, lots of people think, oh, hey, how you doing?
Federal Hill.
Right. And it's not that at all, right?
It's not. It began at St. Luke's in East Greenwich at the top of the hill there on Pierce Street. And we no longer perform. Well, I should say this festival, meaning 2016, is not performing at St. Luke's, although we are rehearsing there. They are kind enough to loan us rehearsal space. So there's still a strong connection to East Greenwich and the hill there where Music on the Hill began originally. But this year we perform, the opening concert is in Jamestown at St. Matthew's. We will also perform two concerts at St. Gregory in Warwick. We'll perform two concerts at St. Rose and Clement in Warwick. We'll perform one concert at Holy Apostles Church in Cranston and one concert at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston.
Oh, so you're getting around, and I was trying to see, our audience being radio, they can't see what I was doing. I was trying to hold up the list of these places so he could see it, but he never even looked at it. You got this all down in memory. Now, as the organizer, we're going to find out a little bit more about each of the concerts, but let's get to a piece of music you brought with you, which features some of the performers, and tell us about this first piece that you have that we're going to hear.
This first Brahms quintet will feature Daniel Gilbert, clarinetist, who is playing on the opening concert in Jamestown. Although that concert truly features Joseph Kalickstein, the great pianist, they are partnering to play a Brahms sonata together. Because the concert hasn't occurred yet, I don't have a recording of the Brahms Sonata, but I have Daniel Gilbert performing the Brahms Quintet.
All right, we're going to listen to a piece of this right now. beautiful music provided by John Mark Pellegrino, and we're talking about the Music on the Hill Festival. And John, as artistic director, you have to get a lot of people organized in a short amount of time to bring them in for rehearsals and finding venues and all of those kind of things. And I'm sure there's some great stories about all these people you bring from different directions and how they get here.
True. It's amazing how many Rhode Island-born musicians love to come back to perform, and that's sort of the easy part. Organizing it is the difficult part, and a lot of the times musicians who have performed in the past don't perform every single year, but eventually return again, and I store all their requests because all of us would love to do certain pieces. So I have this very deep well of list of names of musicians and performers and composers that I dip into. And sometimes it does take me years to be able to schedule a certain piece with certain players. Yeah. But Joseph Kalickstein is quite the story on how he became part of Music on the Hill. This will be his third concert with us over, I believe, a 5-year span. And I was going to a concert in Cincinnati, Ohio, the Kalickstein Laredo Robinson Trio concert, but they were premiering a quintet by Zilich and pairing it with the Trout Quintet. So that meant they needed two more players. Michael Tree, violist from the Guarneri Quartet, joined them, and Hal Robinson, principal bass of the Philadelphia Orchestra, who's Sharon Robinson's brother, joined them. So I was really excited to hear the Trout performed by these great musicians and this new quintet, sort of a companion quintet. And it was a fantastic concert. And I'm hanging out a little bit afterwards, meeting the artist, and got invited to a private dinner. And there was it was a rather large room and a rather square setup of tables. And I was sitting next to Michael Tree, and we were chatting about the concert and chamber music, and I noticed my phone ringing, and I noticed it was Dan Gilbert. And the clarinetist who we just listened to, somehow I mentioned that, and Jamie Laredo from across the room yelled out, "Danny Gilbert," and I mentioned this to Dan, and I had to trot the phone over to Laredo because Dan grew up in the same building that Laredo lived in on 93rd and West End in New York. New York City. And Dan used to go up and babysit, play with, teach clarinet to his daughter. So now there's this big discussion about our friendship and our connection that is occurring. And Kalickstein asked a question, and somehow I mentioned Rhode Island in there. And that perked up ears, mostly Kalickstein's, who owns a house here in Rhode Island. And I said, "I run this chamber music festival. Oh, I would love to come play at it." I didn't ask him. He asked me. He offered to come and join Music on the Hill. So I chided him. I said, "Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm going to email you, and you're not going to." He said, "Absolutely. You email me tonight. I will write you back tomorrow morning." I did, and he did, and I'm thrilled to say that he loves Rhode Island. He has a house across the Narragansett Bay from where we are, and loves to come up and has volunteered to join Music on the Hill. And I'm just so thrilled because he is an electric performer, and we have him on a fantastic instrument in Jamestown, housed at St. Matthew's, owned by a piano society there. And he actually came up and investigated the venue and played on the piano and gave it a big thumbs up. And I'm so thrilled to present this concert to our audiences.
Excellent.
And it connects Dan Gilbert.
There you go. It all falls together. Exactly. And that's the Jamestown Community Piano Association,
yes,
I believe.
Thank you. Yes. Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. Tell us about this Beethoven piece that you're going to present.
Beethoven Septet, also featuring the clarinet playing of Dan Gilbert. It's maybe one of the most orchestral sounding pieces of chamber music. It is the featured piece on our second concert, which is our culinary concert, another invention of mine, the concept of having a three-course meal. The first course, appetizers and wine before the concert begins, the main course, meaning the concert. So the Beethoven Septet will be the featured piece for dinner, as it were. And then we return to the basement in St. Rose and Clements for dessert and coffee. It's a long work. It's a six-movement work, about 45 minutes in length, basically featuring all the elements of an orchestra, the four-string parts, violin, viola, cello, bass, woodwinds, clarinet, and bassoon, and the brass section represented by the French horn. One of my favorite pieces ever written and absolute favorite in the chamber music repertoire.
Excellent. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible, then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to this special edition of Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Music on the Hill's John Mark Pellegrino, the artistic director. And John has been telling us some stories about the festival and its beginnings and about his past. And there are quite a few people involved with this production of getting all these things put together. And one of the things that was amazing to me is that even though these people come from all over the place, they do return to Rhode Island for rehearsals and work before the concerts.
Oh, yeah. We're here for 2 weeks, mostly rehearsing.
Mostly rehearsing. Yeah. And partying, I'll bet.
There's some partying.
There's some laughter going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The end result are these concerts that are advertised and that we're talking about and that hopefully the audience listening today will come and attend. But more time is spent preparing and rehearsing and strategizing about how to make all this happen. The amazing part of, for me, of getting everybody together is the eagerness of all the participants and mixing and matching repertoire and performers to combine to enhance these concerts. The American Spirit Concert, which is an all-American inspired performance that'll take place on June 7th in Cranston at the Immaculate Conception Church, was a really fun program for me to put together. Involves, I'm sure familiar to your audience, is Diana McVeigh.
Very familiar. She's been on the show many times. As a matter of fact, as this show is airing on Sunday night, I will be singing with Diana McVeigh.
Fantastic.
So yeah, there's a connection.
Yeah, there. Yeah. So she'll be singing on this American Spirit Concert, including a Rhode Island composer, Richard Cumming. And that was a composer and a piece that she has recommended to me. Again, one of those examples of years ago where I, you know, kept it in my tank, in my well, and finally was able to find a spot to program that work. So hopefully the vocal lovers in Rhode Island will come to Cranston.
Absolutely. She is an amazing talent.
Yeah.
And I've had the privilege of performing with her several times. Mm-hmm. And it's always a pleasure. And I always love to watch the faces on the audience when she opens her mouth and those beautiful tones come out and everybody goes, oh my God.
Right.
If you're interested in getting more information about Music on the Hill and details and how to get tickets for these concerts, the website is very easy to remember. It's musiconthehillri.org. So musiconthehillri.org, and there's... you can get tickets to any of the concerts in there and information about everything you ever wanted to know.
Absolutely. At this stage, you can still order tickets, but we're so close to the concerts that purchasing tickets at the door might even be easier for the listeners.
Well, the main thing is we want everyone in the listening audience to get out there and support these concerts and listen to these great musicians. What's this next piece of music you have for us?
We're going to hear a trio performing one of the five movements from a piece by Samuel Coleridge Taylor called Five Negro Melodies for Piano Trio. This cellist from this trio, Elisa Kohansky, Warwick-born, has been part of Music on the Hill from its very first year. So this is her ninth festival. But the first time her preformed trio from Pittsburgh, which is where she lives now, will be joining the festival. So I'm super excited to present her trio. And here's a sample of what they do.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things about Music on the Hill is every year they have a fantastic book with details about what's going on, who's performing, biographies of the performers, and a nice biography about you in there, John. And it's always interesting to see who's playing what piece. Now, I see you're going to be playing a piece, a fantasy piece. What's that about? Tell our audience.
Yeah, originally I scheduled myself to perform this duo written by Fred Bretschker, bass player and composer friend of mine.
Well, wait a minute, I hear an uh-oh coming. Instead of originally you
You do hear an uh-oh coming.
Okay.
So I let Fred know that I'll be playing his piece, and he said, oh, fantastic, I'll come out to Rhode Island and attend the concert, and if you want, I can talk to the audience a little bit about the piece and what inspired me to compose it, and
right.
et cetera. I said, fantastic. And then a few weeks later, said, you know, I could come a little early and coach you guys on it. It's for cello and bass. And I said, oh, that would be great, you know, and we're talking, and a few weeks go by, and it finally hit me, well, he's going to be here. Why don't I have the composer play his own piece?
Right.
So Fred Bretschker, who wrote the fantasy duo for cello and bass, not only will be at the concert and talk about his piece to the audience, but he will perform it, and he will coach the cellist during the rehearsal.
There you go. All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Let's move on and get to this next piece of music and tell us this is another piece by the trio, right?
Yes. And the name of the trio is Trio Nova Mundi. And what we're about to hear will be performed on a concert that I've labeled Trio Nova Mundi, featuring Elisa Kohansky's trio. Three out of the four pieces on this concert on June 9th at St. Rose and Clements will be their works, their trio works. And we were about to hear one movement, from Three Dances from My Homeland by Juan Ramirez.
We will listen to that, then take a break and be back with more.
Thank you.
are back on our special edition of Conducting Conversations with Music on the Hill, the festival which is running June 1st through the 11th at various locations, and the easiest way to find them all is to go to musiconthehillri.org. Go to their website and check everything out. John Mark Pellegrino is here, and we've been talking about the festival and some of the performers. John, we mentioned the trio that's coming, but there's a whole slew of other people. Let's give a little rundown of them.
Great. Yeah, there are. I haven't mentioned any of the violinists yet. Maureen Gutierrez, who will be part of the trio that we just talked about, is performing in three concerts during the second week of the festival. But Anton Miller, who is part of the Miller-Porfiris duo, will be performing on virtually every concert except the opening concert, as both a member of his duo and a member of Music on the Hill, playing in larger ensembles. Fantastic violinist, a fun behind-the-scenes story with the Miller-Porfiris duo. Rita Porfiris, one of our violists, is that I stopped in northwestern Connecticut on the drive from Columbus back to Rhode Island and spent 2 days rehearsing with them at their house. Hmm. So we had a little pre-festival rehearsing.
A little pre-festival.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, who else?
Another violinist, Deb Tien Price, born in Warwick, Rhode Island, and raised here. Started violin with the help of my aunt, Carol Pellegrino.
There you go.
Also, my cousin, Kristen Pellegrino, same situation, Warwick, Rhode Island born, started with Carol. So that rounds out our violists. I mentioned Rita Porfiris, who's returning. Somebody not in our program book, and you mentioned the program book earlier. We print 15,000 of these program books and distribute them throughout the state. So hopefully people will pick one of these up and bring it home. And mm-hmm. like you mentioned, read the bios of the musicians. One of the violists listed in the program book, unfortunately, won't be joining us. Suzanne Lefevre will not, but Stephen Goist will be replacing her, fantastic young violist from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cellist Trevor Handy is returning. This probably is his 7th or 8th out of 9 festivals, and is playing, I think, on 6 out of the 7 concerts. He's performing a lot. Fantastic musician and big part of Music on the Hill from the very beginning. We have, I mentioned before, Daniel Gilbert, clarinet. Steve Vakke, a Rhode Island-born bassoonist, will be performing on June 2nd, both the Beethoven septet that we heard a little bit of, and also a Mozart sonata with Elisa Kohansky. French horn, Michelle Baker, who's the second horn in the Metropolitan Opera, will be returning also for that Beethoven septet. She's been a part of the music festival from the beginning. Also, Anne Gabriel, another Rhode Island-born musician returning home, second oboe in the LA Phil. Fantastic musician, fantastic person. We were in youth orchestra together from 1980, and then ended up at Juilliard together, ended up in Columbus together. Our line is long. Our connection is long. The other pianist besides Kalickstein performing is Bonnie Anderson, a Massachusetts native who has partnered with Trevor Handy for years, giving concerts and recitals. And she will be performing, I believe, in three out of the 7 concerts. I think I covered everybody. Oh, Diana McVeigh. We mentioned
and
Diana.
And we mentioned earlier. Diana, of course. All right. Well, great. And that's quite a lengthy list. So, again, go to the website. Check all this out. It's musiconthehillri.org, and the concerts run June 1st through the 11th at various locations. And John, thanks so much for coming in tonight and giving our audience in this special edition of Conducting Conversations a little preview of the festival. Glad to have you, and hope we can make it an annual event like we used to a few years back, and have you back again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We have one more set of music to go, and tell us about this as we go out with it.
Great. This is a divertimento for violin and viola, the duo I just mentioned, the Rita Porphyrus and Anton Miller, husband and wife team. They will be performing this Ernst Toch Divertimento on the final concert, which takes place June 11th, 7 o'clock. All the concerts, by the way, are 7 o'clock at Holy Apostles Church in Cranston.
All right. Well, for the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. And as I say it tonight, that's just going to be in a few minutes away as we welcome Bill Haney into the studio to talk about the next performance at Theater by the Sea. So we'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.